The president has said he wants to reduce carbon emissions as a safety net for future generations. And that's why he chose to lay out his new plans on Tuesday to college students at Georgetown.
I refuse to condemn your generation and future generations to a planet that's beyond fixing.
He plans on attacking climate change from many flanks, regulating CO2 emissions at power plants, funding renewable energy projects on federal land, international agreements, and making cities safer from future weather changes. That last one gets the praise of Senator Mark Begich, who calls Alaska ground zero for climate change.
We see the effects of it, everything from acidification of waters to warming of waters impacting our fisheries to permafrost melt, and we see it all.
Begich neither criticizes nor praises the president's plan. He says he supports anything that protects the environment, but focus should be elsewhere right now.
I think the broader issue we should be focused on is a large energy plan.
The most controversial measure would regulate coal plant emissions, something never done before. The president wants the EPA to draft a rule next year and enact it in 2015. He does not specify what the new standards would be, and he does not need congressional approval. He can force the rule changes from his office. Senator Elise Murkowski dismisses the tactic.
When you try to advance legislation that is going to have a detrimental effect on the economy, it's going to be tough to gain legislative support in this body. So I think the president is looking at this and saying, well, we'll go in the back door.
She says it could be bad for the economy because the new regulation could potentially increase the cost of electricity. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.